There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings reputation
rides with you. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's spring clearance starts tomorrow.
Robin Ventura managing his 500th White Sox game against the Cleveland Indians today. That game will happen. It's not 500 against Cleveland. It's 500 overall. Jeff Samardzija and Corey Kluber as the Sox finish up with the Indians here today, then continue their streak of games against the American League Central starting tomorrow night. But first things first, it is Cleveland today. The lineups will soon be delivered to home plate, brought to you by Hills Brothers Coffee. Trust the taste and share the tradition. We hope that you will join us for the post-game show this afternoon after a White Sox winner. Here we go. White Sox baseball is coming up.
Sox fans, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the White Sox Radio Network are now proud to bring you Chicago White Sox baseball.
He jumps up, it's gone!
Strike three. Sox win. He struck out the side. Sox win.
Boy, was
high deep right field. Track wall. Slam. Sox win. Sox win.
Presented to you in part by Miller Lite, by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Menards, IBEW Local 134, CJ Wilson Mazda, Safeco Insurance, the United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians, Community Hospital of Northwest Indiana, Phillips Chevrolet in Frankfort, Hills Brothers Coffee, Thornton's, Allstate Insurance, and Beggar's Pizza. They lay it on thick. And now let's go live to the ballpark from the U.S. Bank broadcast booth for Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson with all the play-by-play action on 670 The Score and the White Sox Radio Network.
Good afternoon from U.S. Cellular Field here in Chicago. Cloudy skies and wind blowing towards Lake Michigan. That's out of the west going east. Temperature is around 44 degrees with Darren Jackson at Farmer. Welcome to coverage of White Sox baseball. The teams have split the first two games of this series on the season series. Well, they're even at two apiece. So Samardzija will pitch this afternoon for the White Sox with Darren Jackson at Farmer Friends. Glad you're with us. 0-1 Samardzija with an earned run average of 4.29. The owner of the last year's Cy Young Award winner, Corey Kluber, he will pitch. He's 0-1, 2.49 earned run average. I didn't expect these guys to be facing each other looking for their first win of the season, Darren, but that's what we got.
Well, that's a fact. Two dominant guys, but sometimes they just don't get the run support. That's the way it is. And generally, think about this. Your top pitchers always are going head-to-head, so generally they're low-scoring games because your ace is facing your ace because they set up as the number one or two guys. So that's going to keep your scoring down from that opponent that particular day. Let's just hope today. A couple of guys in our lineup, Cabrera and Abreu, they've been hot. Four games, nine hits for Melky Cabrera last four games, seven hits for Abreu. We need him to step up and give that support.
Game one went to the White Sox, although the Indians led for 8 1/3 innings. The White Sox in the ninth with one out, bases clear, scored four runs on six hits, a walk, and stole victory away from the Indians. Yesterday it was their turn as they beat the White Sox 6-2. This afternoon, the White Sox trying to win the series here in Chicago. Samardzija for the Sox. Kluber will pitch for the Cleveland Indians. Darren's next with the rest of the lineups. We'll have the first pitch, game three of the three-game series. Sox and Indians next after this on The Score. And this is the White Sox Radio Network.
If it's happening in Chicago sports, we are talking about it. It's Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on 6-7 The Score.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship, so you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete is a combination grass seed, mulch, and fertilizer that repairs bare spots fast. For 65 years, you've counted on Pennington to work. Count on it to work for your next celebration. Pennington One Step Complete, honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
We are broadcasting from the U.S. Bank Radio booth, and time for our original starting lineup brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light pilsner. Terry Francona is the manager of the Cleveland Indians, and here's their batting order for today. Leading off playing center field, it is Michael Bourne. Jason Kipnis plays second base and bats second. The designated hitter batting third is Michael Brantley. The cleanup hitters, the first baseman, Carlos Santana. Brandon Moss will play right field and bat fifth.
It's not going five rounds. Signed, creepy guy who watches women's UFC for wardrobe malfunctions. Like, I'm looking at this email, and it doesn't seem very funny until I actually read it out loud, and that strikes me as really funny. The only UFC mixed double I can visualize is me in a wrestling match with Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate. Spoiler, it's not going five rounds. This guy's like, hey, Rome, spoiler, it's not going 5 seconds. Signed, creepy guy who watches women's UFC for wardrobe malfunctions. You should respect Ronda Rousey. I'm not kidding you. She'd rip your arm off in 5 seconds flat. She's terrifying. She's awesome, but she's terrifying. Hey, Jim, if Lance and Larry are still on hold, put them on so they can kill each other off. Well, I despise these tools. I need to hear their calls to feel better about myself after being made to feel like a lazy oaf after your interview with Nate Boyer yesterday, John in Louisville. Well, I haven't checked the phones in quite some time, but let me swing over to my left. Line one, Parody Larry. Line two, Lance in Topeka. They're both still there. And in terms of how long they've been there, Parody Larry has been on hold 1 hour and 39 minutes. Lance in Topeka has been on hold 1 hour and 59 minutes. Lance is trying to go wire to wire today. He called in the very first segment. You know what, Lance? Tell you what, Lance, you ready? Don't be. I'm not coming to you yet. Maybe later, though. I'm more about breaking news. This just in. From Massachusetts. Aaron Hernandez will be in training camp. Aaron Hernandez will be ready and in training camp. That report from Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodgson, who oversaw Hernandez in jail for the past 18 months, and he says for Aerenthal, it's not really jail at all. The sheriff says, quote, he doesn't really look at it as jail. It's more like training camp. Now, speaking as a guy who has been to neither jail nor training camp, I think that I can still say without doubt, one is nothing like the other. And admittedly so, I've never been to either, but I think I can say that confidently. One is nothing like the other. I don't care how challenging, how hard Bill Belichick's camps were. A couple of extra days of wearing full pads in the heat is nothing like eating bologna sandwiches in a cage the size of a parking spot for 70 years. Bill Parcells had brutal training camps back in the day, but I'd be willing to bet that Phil Simms and Harry Carson would choose sweating in camp tuna over rotting in a camp slammer. Then again, I'm not even sure that Hernandez even understands that he's in jail. His new life behind bars sounds exactly like his old life, because Sheriff Hodgson says he also got into a fight with another inmate and was accused of threatening to kill a guard and his family, reacted poorly to disrespect, and returned from the guilty verdict with, quote, a swagger in his step. Let me run that back one more time. The sheriff says that Aaronthal got into a fight with an inmate, was accused of threatening to kill a guard and his family, and reacted poorly to disrespect, but returned from that guilty verdict with, quote, a swagger in his step. Aaron, you were just convicted of murder. Swagger. What, that gave you some more cred? You were convicted of murder? Swagger. You're now a lifer. He makes it sound like Aaronthal was breakdancing in his cell, high-fiving the other inmates and looking to holler at some ladies. Exactly what is that swagger about, Thal? That you didn't get two life sentences? Sit tight, you might still. I would imagine, and again, I've never done any time, but I would imagine that almost everybody in the big house has got to develop some sort of coping mechanism. Maybe Hernandez gets through his days by pretending he's going through Patriots two-a-days. But you're not making millions of dollars to play catch with Tom Brady. You're living off of tax dollars and hoping not to get seriously hurt or even